KORN News Radio Sports. It is Monday, April 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. SDSU baseball split a pair of games over the weekend as they took on Northern Colorado. Yesterday's series finale, though, was canceled due to weather. On Friday, the Jackrabbits won 7-6 in 11 innings. In Northern Colorado, they won Saturday 19-2 in 7 innings. SDSU scheduled to host Buena Vista tomorrow at 3 o'clock, followed by Minnesota Morris on Wednesday. SDSU softball, they had their senior day and home finale against St. Thomas on Saturday, canceled due to rain. The game started, but was stopped in the first inning after multiple delays and ruled a no contest. The Jackrabbits will close out the regular season on the road with a three-game series at North Dakota State beginning on Thursday. USD softball defeated Kansas City on Sunday 5-3 as they take the weekend series 2 out of 3. USD's Madison Evans delivered a career-best performance with 12 strikeouts. That win moves the Coyotes to fourth place in the Summit League as they head into the final weekend of the regular season. Stanley Cup playoffs from yesterday. The Colorado Avalanche sweep the LA Kings with a 5-1 victory. Colorado advances with a 4-0 series win. Tampa Bay would come from behind to defeat Montreal 3-2. That series tied at 2 apiece. Meanwhile, the Anaheim Ducks would win last night over Edmonton 4-3 in overtime. That series between the Ducks and Oilers tied at 2 apiece. And Buffalo, they would rout the Boston Bruins 6-1. Buffalo Sabres now with a 3-1 series lead. Coming up tonight on ESPN, the Philadelphia Flyers will be at Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins at 6. Philadelphia with a 3-1 series lead, while Utah takes on Vegas. That's at 8:30. Utah leads that series 2-1. Major League Baseball from yesterday, the Colorado Rockies would sweep the New York Mets in a doubleheader, winning Game 1 3-1, and then shutting out New York 3-0 in Game 2. That completes a three-game sweep for the Rockies. The Mets continue to struggle. They've lost 15 of their past 17 games. Chris Sale shut down the Phillies for the second time in 9 days, won his 150th career game as Atlanta beat Philadelphia 6-2. Sale threw 6 shutout innings, allowed just 1 hit, struck out a season-high 9. A Dodgers, they shut out the Cubs 6-0. Dodgers pitcher Justin Robleski had 6 scoreless innings. He became the first L.A. pitcher since 2009 to win his first 4 starts with the Dodgers. Boston, they responded to the firing of their manager Alex Cora over the weekend with a 5-3 win over Baltimore. Boston parted ways with Cora, also released and fired 5 of his assistant coaches following a 10-17 start to the season. Elsewhere yesterday, Milwaukee's Kyle Harrison had a career-high 12 strikeouts, allowed 1 hit over 6 shutout innings as the Brewers beat Pittsburgh 5-0. The Yankees would have their 8-game winning streak come to an end. They would lose to Houston 7-4. Detroit, they avoid a series sweep. They defeat Cincinnati 8-3. Detroit's Spencer Torkelson has now hit a home run in 5 straight games. Carson Hocevar earned his first career NASCAR Cup victory yesterday at Talladega, making a last-lap pass to edge Chris Buescher. The 23-year-old Hocevar became a first-time winner in his 91st career start. There was a 26-car wreck involving several top contenders yesterday at Talladega. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.